Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Matthew from Woodinville is. Matthew, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Matthew. Steve, why don't you see yourself out of the studio?
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What color are the words Burger King on the brand's logo?
Yellow.
No.
Red.
Yes. What character narrated Pinocchio?
Gustavo.
No.
The cricket.
What's his name?
Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, there you go. Lincoln is the capital of what U.S. state?
Nebraska.
Correct. How many red balloons did Nina have in her 1984 pop song?
99.
Correct. What body part is removed with an orchidectomy?
Orchidectomy, your eye?
No.
Your organs?
No.
Appendix.
No. What giant prop did the Mariners use to celebrate home runs?
King Felix crown?
No.
No, giant prop for the home runs. A bat?
No.
Pass.
With nine. The number being more than 10, how many decade volcanoes are there on planet Earth?
13, 14,
no.
11.
No. In what movie did Bruce Willis play a ghost?
Oh, that was that one with the little kid. I see ghosts. I see dead people.
Yes, Sixth Sense. You got 5 correct.
Oh,
Matthew, who's your wingman there?
I got 2 of them. I got Winfred and I got Joe.
Oh, Winfred and Joe.
Daddy Joe.
Daddy Joe.
Daddy. Hell Daddy. Yeah.
Matthew, you seem to get very flustered as well.
I was at Meeker Days and they had a hat and it just said Daddy on it. And yeah. I'm like, man, that'll get some good looks, I feel. I should have bought it. Yeah.
Hey, Daddy, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Much better.
What color are the words Burger King on the brand's logo?
Red.
Correct. What character narrated Pinocchio?
Robin Williams.
No.
Geppetto.
No.
Pinocchio.
No. Lincoln is the capital of which U.S. state?
Nebraska.
Correct. How many red balloons did Nina have in her 1984 pop song?
99 of them.
She did. What body part is removed with an orchidectomy?
The tongue?
No.
The tonsils?
No.
The fingers?
No. What giant prop did the Mariners use to celebrate home runs?
A trident.
Yes. With the number being more than 10, how many decade volcanoes are there on planet Earth?
11.
No.
12.
No.
13.
No. Okay. In what movie did Bruce Willis play a ghost?
That would be
The Sixth Sense.
Yes. What kind of schnapps is used to make a fuzzy navel?
Peppermint.
No.
Lemon.
No.
Orange.
No. How many U.S. states border the province of Saskatchewan?
Three.
No.
Two.
Yes. And with a little time on the clock, Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. And that is a victory this
Let's
morning.
Let's go, number 200.
6-5. Sorry, Matthew and friends.
Like to say in my defense, when you play it back, you will hear me say Trident after I pass.
You did?
I did. After I said Felix Crown and something else and passed, and I said Trident.
So what would that make it, a tie?
It would make it a tie, 6-6.
It would.
Man, I don't think he's... I know.
Guys can play it back later. That's all I'm saying.
Matthew, I believe you.
Wow.
So are we calling it a tie?
It's a tie.
All right, it's a tie. 6-6.
I just don't feel like going back and checking, so it's easier just to say it's a tie. Plus, maybe that gives you guys an extra day to buy me my confetti cannons.
Oh, my God. We still haven't done the confetti cannons for Steve.
Yes.
Maybe tomorrow will be the day.
No.
Okay, a couple things you got wrong here. The character that narrated Pinocchio is Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, okay.
Neither of you knew that an orchidectomy removes the testicles.
I'm glad I don't know that.
The number being more than 10, the number of decade volcanoes on planet Earth are 16, and that includes Mount Rainier. And the kind of schnapps used to make a fuzzy navel is peach schnapps.
Peach.
Ugh, also, a fuzzy navel just gives me a headache just thinking about it.
I've never had a fuzzy navel.
Really?
No.
Oh, those were very in when I was in college.
Were they good?
I mean, at the time, yes. But as a 40-year-old grown-up now, no thank you.
We'll just stick with Fireball and Jägermeister,
right?
That's
exactly right.
The Daily Migs Show.
This Wednesday, you should definitely take the day off of work. Tell your boss you're not coming in because you have more important things to do, like go to the Mariners game with the Daily Migs Show.
The red-hot Seattle Mariners. They've won 3 games.
And we're ready to take down the Boston Red Sox. Plus, our tickets are discounted if you get them through KISW.com, which is fantastic. And $2 of every ticket sold will benefit the National MS Society. Not only that, but speaking of the Mariners, we're going to preview the upcoming series with the Red Sox with our friend, Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. after Three Doors Down. Boston Red Sox are in town, Steve Migs.
Boo.
Yeah, boo those men.
They
boo them stink. Hard. But we are all fired up because we're going to the Mariners game this Wednesday. It's just the buzz is in the air, and we're very excited to be talking with one of our dear friends, Gary Hill Jr. of our Seattle Mariners broadcast team. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're doing great. Happy belated Father's Day. I hope you had a great weekend.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was very nice. Very nice. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
We certainly enjoyed watching what happened yesterday during the game with the grand slam for J.P. Crawford.
Wasn't that the best? It was so great. I mean, completing the sweep, too. The Mariners really needed that series. They got it. And the whole J.P. thing was phenomenal. His first Father's Day, what a way to celebrate it. His bat that he used, the name of his daughter on the bat, the whole thing just brings tears to your eyes. It was such a phenomenal moment.
I thought I saw online the picture of the bat, and I was just like, man, to me, you saved that bat. You show that video clip to your kid one day, and just be like, you were at this game. Of course, she's not going to remember. I mean, just a newborn practically, but what an insane story.
Well, that's the question. Do you use the bat again today? Because you did hit a grand slam, or do you save it? I mean, that's a tough part.
Gary, what if he breaks the bat?
Well, I know that's the problem. It's like, I should save this for all time, but I did hit a grand slam. I should. You know how baseball players are.
Very superstitious.
You got to keep doing it.
I think you're right. I think he needs to keep using the bat.
I think so, too, and hope you don't break it.
So, Gary, I was wondering, it's always fun to say, hey, choose your own adventure. What do you want to talk about? Obviously, Cal Raleigh continues to be, I think, one of the top stories with your Seattle Mariners. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I feel like there's a little bit of a light at the end of these pitching woes, the tunnel of the pitching woes that we've had, because that seems to be an issue. But we've got guys coming back. Isn't it Logan Gilbert back today?
Yes, Logan Gilbert is back today, which is great. George Kirby has been more like himself the last couple of times, and I give the Mariners a lot of credit because they survived some tough blows, losing three guys out of the rotation at one time. And that's the strength. You know, that's the identity of the team. And they did a great job of surviving that. But you knew long term you had to have those guys back. And you have to have Logan Gilbert be Logan Gilbert. You have to have George Kirby be George Kirby. And I think light at the end of the tunnel is the perfect way to put it because that's the way it feels. And you know, I don't expect Logan to come out and dominate today, but you can, you know, having Logan back, George back, okay, it feels like it's coming together for the Mariners, and they can go on a little bit of a run here, which they need to do because Houston continues to play great.
Gary Hill Jr., we're talking with him from our Mariners broadcast team. You bring up Logan Gilbert. I have a random question. I know our players have some interesting nicknames. We've got Crawdaddy. We have Big Dumper. Logan Gilbert has his alter ego is Walter. Do you know where that comes from?
Yeah, so I love this. So Logan Gilbert is the greatest guy in the world. Like, he's just a sweet guy, the nicest guy in the world. Yet, he has his alternate Walter because he needs to pitch mean. He wants to go out and crush you. He wants to dominate you. It's just not it's not in his nature. It's not in his personality. So he turns to Walter when he pitches, and he gets really mean, and that's the guy you don't want to mess with. It's so funny because he is completely opposite off the field than he is on the field. So that's what that is.
All right,
Walter
so then,
is his pitching personality.
So is he Walter all day? Like, the moment he wakes up, like, he's just yelling at people? Like, he yells at the barista for his coffee not being hot enough? Like, you know, like, so actors, they have to, like, be in character all the time. Is he Walter all day?
You know what's funny about that is, you know, especially when we're on the road and you don't talk to starting pitchers, right? That's the thing. You just don't talk to them because some are super intense and they do carry it like it's an all day thing. And some are a little more relaxed about it, like Luis Castillo. Like, you can talk to him anytime. But it is kind of funny on their start days, even if I see them in the hotel before we get to the ballpark, I just steer clear and don't say anything because I don't want to be the guy that ruins his day by talking to him. So I don't test it. I don't test it at all.
Now, Gary, I know you're not in charge of the marketing of the Mariners. I think you have enough on your plate. But if you were, I feel like we need to have like a Walter night at the Mariners game where all the fans show up and all the people who work for the Mariners, everyone's just colossal D-bags to each other, like just jerks. Like, I want some garlic fries and the person who works at Kid Valley throws like a whole plate of fries at me. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, everyone just yelling at each other the whole time. Just a surly atmosphere the whole time. That's great.
Oh, welcome back, Walter.
That's a great idea.
And we're like, what the hell's going on here? Like, oh, it's Walter night. Oh.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's Walter. It's okay. Yeah, you can yell at the person next to you. It's cool. It doesn't mind.
All bets are off. Everybody's mean to each other at that game.
Yes. That's great.
Well, Gary,
that's a great idea.
We are so excited to be coming to the game this Wednesday, and we hope we get the chance to pop by and say hi to you because you've been just such a treat to be talking to throughout the Mariners season this year, and there's still a lot of hope alive.
Oh, plenty.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of season to go, and you know, it's been a rough stretch, but hopefully the sweep they just had over Cleveland is a sign of things to come. They're getting more healthy. So, yeah, I think there's a lot to be optimistic about. And, yeah, we should get together for sure on Wednesday. That'll be super fun to have you there.
Now, promise us that you won't be a Walter to us.
I promise.
Awesome. We look forward.
I'm pretty sure I promise. Because I got to be honest, that sounds pretty fun.
Thank you so much, Gary. You can give him a follow. It's at Gary Hill Jr. on Instagram. And, of course, we're going to be at the Mariners game Wednesday. People can grab their discounted tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see comedian Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair on September 20th. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call. We play Hook or Shook at 920.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see comedian Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair on September 20th. And say hello to our contestant this morning. It is Ferris from Centralia. Good morning, Ferris.
Good morning.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you're playing with Migs or me.
There goes the wheel. Who's it going to land on? It's currently on me, but I don't think it's going to stay on me. Taryn Daly, it's time for you to save Ferris.
Did you just technically spin the Ferris wheel?
Oh, gosh. Both of us with the jokes.
I know, we should just go home now.
We both apologize to you. It's Monday. We're not at our best.
All right, Ferris, are you ready?
It's not a Ferris Bueller joke.
That's true. We haven't gotten there yet.
All right, Ferris, here is your clip.
Ooh, okay.
Want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
I can be of help.
Okay, I would like some help.
So you actually can say Ferris.
I can say Ferris, yes. All right, Ferris. The band is fronted by Maynard James Keenan, and sometimes you keep these in a box.
Ooh. This got me a little confused. Okay, so...
And she's just talking about the band right now.
Yeah.
Both of those hints are for the band. Some people. Never mind. I don't want to do that.
Oh, what were you saying, sir?
Do you know the band that I'm talking about? That Maynard James Keenan fronts.
It's either Tool or other.
It's that one. It's that one. It's Tool. Okay. So we got the band.
It's definitely not in a perfect circle box.
No. And then the song is the opposite of drunk.
The opposite of
Like, if you are just totally clean, you could pass a breathalyzer, you're going to be...
Sober.
Yeah!
Ferris, you scared us.
All right, one down.
Okay.
One to go. Danny, I'm ready for my clip. Oh. Wow, that would be 9-inch nails. Ooh. Head like a hole.
Yeah, I heard that right away. Yeah.
Sure you did, Ferris.
Ferris, congratulations. We're sending you to see Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair on September 20th.
Right on. Thank y'all.
You're so welcome.
Congratulations. That'll be a good show.
That was my wedding officiant.
I know. Are you going to go visit him?
Well, of course, because we exchange texts all the time. We're friends now. No, we're not.
I mean, how many people can go up to him and say you married us?
8.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk with us about, go ahead and call now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Soundgarden. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. So go ahead and call if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that is worthy of discussing with us. 206-803-ROCK.
A lot of texts about Father's Day. We were asking people earlier, like, what would you do yesterday for Father's Day? We talked about what we did, but somebody said my 6-year-old made me breakfast, which was a granola bar dipped in ketchup. I ate it like it was a Gordon Ramsay masterpiece.
Oh, my God. I still remember making my parents food one time for it must have been Mother's Day or Father's Day, and it was teriyaki scrambled eggs, and they ate the teriyaki scrambled eggs.
You got
eggs.
To.
You just do it.
Like Tatum made a cake. Well, Sid made it, but Sid let Tatum like mix it because Tatum was like adamant about mixing it, and I think Sid kind of just had blind faith and just kind of still made the cake, and it was okay. But there was like even Sid and I were both talking like the frosting, which my wife made, was fantastic.
Of course,
but the cake itself were like. There's something wrong. Like it wasn't mixed well, but no. We ate it with her. You have to.
That's part of the gig.
Somebody said my kids got me a card that said "Happy Farters Day." I'm oddly proud of them for that.
Oh, that's adorable. I like that.
Oh, this one sucks for this person. I spent the whole day trying to fix a swing set in our backyard. Wasn't able to make it happen. Happy Father's Day to me.
Oh no, ouch. Letting the kids down on Father's Day.
Speaking of kids, we did get a text message that said earlier you guys were talking about toddler techno. Are you talking about Lenny Pierce? My house is obsessed with him. Yes.
Lenny Pierce.
We knew nothing about this guy until we got one of those, like, you know, you get sometimes like an email about, hey, tickets are going on sale for this person. So I got an email that said, international family entertainment star Lenny Pierce is bringing his sold-out USA toddler techno tour to Seattle. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And we've gone down this rabbit hole during the breaks of Lenny Pierce.
Danny's like, don't say we.
What? You're not into
this
one?
Is not a collective we in this conversation. Taryn and Steve have been going down the rabbit yes. hole and are super into it.
Well, Steve and I, to be fair, are like, rave, say less. But then we get to bring our families.
We're festival people, you know? And yeah, I was like, wait, so they're throwing... And I've always said that toddlers are no different than adults that maybe have partied a little too hard and gone to places where you think glow sticks are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And music is cool. And let's just dance like nobody's watching. I feel like toddlers are like that already as it is. But apparently this guy, he puts on raves that start at like 6 p.m. for toddlers. And I watched some of these videos and it's nuts. Like originally he just did it for his kid. He thought it was funny. Like he's like a DJ guy. And he started like doing remixes of like children's songs. But it's turned into a phenomenon.
I would go for
like,
sure.
Like Danny, come on. You wouldn't want to dance to this?
Do you know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man? Do you know the Muffin Man who lives under a lane?
Danny is so mad right now.
Just wait till the beat drops, Danny.
And the video are, it's a full like arena, or not arena, like a venue, like a theater full of children with glow sticks just losing their minds. I'm like, they are no different than ravers.
Gotta start them young.
You're not gonna do emo night for toddlers?
I'm out. Well, okay. Actually,
see?
You got me.
See? All of a sudden, doesn't seem like that bad of an idea.
The Daily Mix Show.
Oh, yeah. Tickets go on sale Friday for the rave guy.
The tickets are on sale right now at KISW.com for the Mariners game that we're going to be at on Wednesday. Don't go to work. Cancel your plans. Come out to the ballpark. It's going to be really fun. Plus, $2 from every ticket sold is going to benefit the National MS Society through our Bike MS team. So come kick it with us. We're going to be playing Beat Migs. We're going to be hanging at the Pen. Go to KISW.com.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Heinz Ketchup is trying to normalize putting ketchup on your eggs.
Yeah.
They even have these new labels that are saying breakfast ketchup on the bottle.
Wait, they're nothing different than regular ketchup, which I think is brilliant.
Just breakfast ketchup. And these are going to be at 100 Waffle Houses all around the country. They have a commercial, even, that is advertising breakfast ketchup.
People always give me a hard time about putting ketchup on my eggs. I mean, what's the big deal? So offended? Boom, breakfast ketchup. Yeah. Oh, no, cover your eyes. Stop looking. It's perfect. All right, that might be a little too much. I'm going to eat it, though.
No, I'm okay with ketchup on scrambled eggs.
I am not.
No.
No.
Danny?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I found a few other foods that people, I guess, have arguments over whether or not you should put ketchup on it, so I want to see if you guys are in for these. What about mac and cheese?
No.
Yeah, I've never rocked with that, but I try it. I don't... Why? Is it... What the hell happened in the last several years where now we're all anti-ketchup?
Are we?
Not that great.
Oh my gosh, I love it on a hot dog. I'll put it on my hash brown.
Do not put it on a hot dog. You get out of this studio if you're going to put that on a
Danny,
hot dog.
You're alone on that island, man. Ketchup on a hot dog is fantastic.
I go to Chicago. They will kick you out of that damn state if you put
this is why we don't go
near.
To Chicago.
Okay.
That's why we're not allowed in.
I don't even care that the Pope's there now. Okay, what about rice? No.
Yeah,
tacos?
No.
That seems a little odd. Popcorn?
No.
People dip their popcorn in ketchup.
Okay, wait a minute, though. That being said, you know how they have ketchup-flavored chips?
Yeah.
I bet ketchup-flavored popcorn could be a thing. I would try that, but I don't know if I want to, like, get it soggy in the ketchup.
All right, then pitch that to Lumberjack Popcorn. How about grilled cheese?
No.
I mean, I like to dip it in tomato soup, but...
I have had, like, ketchup put on a grilled cheese. I thought it was the worst idea ever until I took a bite out of it, and I was like, this is actually pretty amazing.
I mean, it's not all that different than dipping it in tomato soup.
All right, what about this pizza?
Oh, no.
No.
What's the matter with
Stop.
People?
Cottage cheese?
Oh, God, no. The Daily Mix Show. A man got in a little bit of trouble for what his t-shirt read. We're going to tell you what it said during the Daily Mix download after Metallica.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Good morning, Ryan Castle.
And to you.
Only two more sleeps until the Daily Migs show day at the Mariners.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Very
like
exciting.
The weather's going to be nice that day, too. This forecast brought to you by Window Nation.
Yes. Looking out the window, giving you the weather. Let's go. Speaking of the Mariners, J.P. Crawford hit a grand slam. Oh, and the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law.
Oh, thank you.
Big grand slam from J.P. Crawford. Danny was there. If you missed it, this is how it sounded.
Fly ball, right field, back, gone! First Father's Day grand slam, J.P. Crawford.
He had a kid recently. He wrote his kid's name. He had it etched onto the bat, and the bat that he used with his daughter's name on it, that's the one he hit a grand slam.
That's probably what made the difference.
Yes.
So, then the question remains, Ryan, does he use that bat tonight, or does he put that in a special display case and never touch it again?
Well, I'd probably use it tonight only because, well, look, I mean, baseball players are historically not very superstitious, so maybe he doesn't. That was a joke.
Yeah, I was saying, definitely. I can smell the sarcasm from here.
Definitely going to use it tonight.
Oh, he's going to use it all season if he continues to play well.
Sleep with that bat.
And they play again tonight. They start their series against Boston. We're going to be there on Wednesday for the afternoon game. So take off the day from work. Get your tickets at KISW.com.
There's a man in Texas who was scolded by a judge during his hearing because of the t-shirt that he was wearing. Now, the judge, her name is Raquel West, and she was going off on the defendant.
Good morning, sir. What made you think that was a good shirt to wear to court this morning? That's all you could find? That's all the only shirt you had in your closet? World's best farter.
I mean, Father's Day.
It's not even true, though.
It would have been great if he just ripped ass right there.
Thrill is, as best I know.
That's great. No, it says, I can read it. I see what it says at the bottom. You're in felony court. You need to dress appropriately to felony court, and that's not appropriate.
In all fairness, his boner donor shirt was in the wash.
Oh, my God.
He has an FBI shirt, too.
Did I ever tell you I saw a guy at the gym one time wearing it was one of those, like, Red Cross shirts, and it said boner donor on it. I'm like, buddy, what are
really?
We doing?
Right? Put the ass in class.
Same reaction that this judge had. Hey, as far as weather, we're in a high of 73 degrees. It's going to be a clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.